أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 90 and 91 of Surah Al Imran. In the verses we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those who had brought Iman. After bringing Iman, they went into Kufr. And then thereafter they made Tawbah, a sincere Tawbah. They mended their ways, rectified themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that Tawbah. Here one group Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about who had accepted Iman, understood what Iman was, and then made Kufr, and then that Kufr increased. With regards to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Certainly those who disbelieved after the Iman, ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا, and then they increased in kufr. After bringing Iman, they continued in the kufr ways, the kufr beliefs, and the kufr had only increased, and they themselves increased in the kufr. لَن تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ. Then the Tawbah will never be accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Almighty. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts the Tawbah of an individual. Even if a person had committed kufr for a number of years, and no matter how much of kufr that may have been, but no sooner does a person turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of that person on condition that the tawbah is sincere. And of course, like the previous verse, the person makes amends, wa aslahu, he mends his ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Here Allah ta'ala says, لَن تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ. A great deal of emphasis that Allah Ta'ala will never accept the Tawbah. This is because they would make Tawbah at the time of maut. When the signs of maut are apparent, the angels of death approach that person, and now they realize that there is no turn away whatsoever. Now at that time, the doors of Tawbah has closed, and at that time Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not accept Tawbah from anyone. Like in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that so long as that gharghara of maut, the pangs of death, the sakarat of maut has not approached a person, up to that point in time, no matter what the state of an individual is or was, and a person makes tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ. And they are the ones who had strayed. They strayed their lives, and they lived their lives in the opposition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one group. Then the next group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that it never had ever occurred upon them that they bring Iman at any point in their lives, and they remained on kufr, and they died on kufr. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Certainly those who disbelieved, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, and they died whilst they were kuffar, whilst they were disbelievers. They lived their whole lives. فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. Allah says that if the whole world, the equivalence of the world, or the world filled with gold, would have been brought as a ransom, it would have never been accepted from them. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts as a picture on the day of Qiyamah. that they, if they had hypothetically possessed this whole world full of gold, everything of this world had turned into gold, and they presented it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have expressed the opinion that if they had given all of that out at the time of their death, all in sadaqah, or at any other point in their life, they had given all of that in charity in lieu of saving themselves, then also it will not be accepted because they had no iman. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this world and another whole world like this world, they possess this world and another whole world like this, if they had given all of that out as a ransom in lieu of their iman, then that also would be not accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here in these type of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the value of iman, that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala values the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Ula'ika lahum azabun aleem. For them will be a painful punishment. Wama lahum min nasirin. And for them there is no nasir, there will be no helper in the time of maut and in the akhirat. There will be no one to help them whatsoever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the value of iman, that iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I. One important aspect is this, that Allah ta'ala has given it to us. For us it is to treasure, for us it is to look after, and for us it is to put that value and to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it, we need to protect it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with this iman, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us from this world in the state of iman. That completes our explanation to the end of the third para. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it on our behalf, on behalf of all those that had taught us, and on behalf of all those who were the reason that deen had come to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.